Two or three weeks ago, the Lord took me to Matthew 24. It's a prophetic chapter. So I thought, well, I'm going to preach on prophecy for a little bit. And the disciples asked Jesus, they were alone, they said, now how are we going to know when the end of the world comes? And so the first thing he said, Martha, was take heed that no man deceive you. So, Mr. Wayne, that was very important. So the first thing that comes out of your mouth is very important. All right? And so, actually, and I'm going to get around to explaining it. I know I say this a lot. I'm going to get around to explaining it one day. This is God's earth. He also redeemed it. So it's actually not going to end. All right? The system is going to end. He's going to destroy that. You can read that in Revelation 17 and 18. But this is his earth. He's going to burn it off, renovate it, and he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. He redeemed it too. This is his. So the question they was asking in one mindset was that they had a kind of like a neighbor of mine. I know he won't mind. I won't call his real name, so most of y'all won't know him. We nicknamed him Carburetor. He likes to work on carburetors, so we nicknamed him Carburetor. And so Carburetor's philosophy of the end of the world, he said, when the end of the world comes, Dr. B, he said, won't be nothing left but cockroaches and international tractors. And so, true quote, all right? He has a lot of confidence in cockroaches and international tractors. They will survive the end of the world, all right? So, anyway, hallelujah. Everybody say amen, all right? Anyway, that's enough carburetor stories, all right? So, you see, Satan's greatest desire is to control what God made. See, God made it. God even created him, but he wanted to create God. Control God. The plan don't work like that. There's no plan like that. God's in control. He's our creator. He's our savior if you know him. But he's everybody's creator, all right? And so we're created in his image, and his greatest desire is to control. He'll do anything to control. There is no low. He is relentless. He just bless God. He just wants to control. Now, I want to preach on phonies today. Phonies. The difference in a hypocrite and a phony is a hypocrite. I already asked Miss Leanne, where is she at? I asked her already. There's 168 hours in a week. All right. A hypocrite comes to church 1 hour a week, and they are there for some reason other than to worship God. The other 167 hours a week, they don't really care what they do, who sees it. Don't make them no difference at all. They know they're a hypocrite, and they could care less. A phony, you got two categories. A phony is a person they are a phony. Like noun, is that right? All right. Then you got some people that some of their activities are phony. Do you see the difference? You understand what I'm saying? And so they could work on that situation because they're a person, and they could get rid of those phony actions, and you understand what I'm saying, and become a good person. Does that make sense? All right? Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. And phonies at church can be really confusing to people. And so that's what I want to talk to you about today. Is about phonies. Now, there's so many verses about this that Jesus talked about. He talked about the Herodians, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, the lawyers. Five references to them, all right? Jesus didn't do phony. He didn't fool phony. He didn't, but I tried to narrow it down to possibly one of my favorite passages about phonies. It's 11:52 Luke. Woe unto you lawyers. Now, these lawyers were not the legal system we have today, all right? These, Jessica, were experts in the Mosaic law, in the law that Moses had written, and Big D. They were so brilliant that I think it's 450 laws. I can't remember. I didn't look it up. But anyway, it's a lot of laws. Just go read them, all right? That wasn't enough for them, Jesse. They added some more. They were so wonderful. They done knocked them right on out, and they added some more. Mark, they just wrote Deb. They made them up some more laws because they was supersonic spiritual. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all ever met any supersonic spiritual? You got spiritual, kind of medium, then you got supersonic spiritual. Are y'all with me? Yeah, y'all, I see it in your faces right now. We're going to have some church today. All right, amen. There's some supersonic spiritual people out there, and these lawyers, they were supersonics, okay? All right, woe unto the lawyers, for notice what it says, you have taken away the key of knowledge. Now, that's somewhat of a paradox, because he referenced them as lawyers, which should mean intelligence, but he said, you've taken away the key of knowledge. Say with me. And ye enter not in yourselves, you're so smart that you don't even know what's going on. They're so smart they were dumb, basically. Paul told Timothy, said, there are people that are ever learning, but they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, all right? John 8:32 does not say, one of the most misquoted verses of Scripture, John 8:32 does not say, the truth shall set you free. But it does say, and you shall know the truth, and it shall make you free. Big difference, all right? Because the truth can be sitting on your coffee table, and it is in most American churches, 3 feet away from you while you're watching Gunsmoke, and you can be sitting right there, the truth right there, but if you don't know it, you will not be free. You understand what I'm saying? So the truth shall set you free. That's a lie. That is a myth. That is not in the Word of God. However, John 8:32 does say, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There's a big difference in set and make, all right? You go set your dog free, let him run around, and you put him back after you catch him. You put him back on the leash, all right? All right? But now when you're made free, that means you ain't going back. You've been redeemed like they did son. You've been redeemed. Your change is all gone. I mean, it's over with. It's done for. You got the papers. God's got it wrote down in heaven, amen? All right? So there's a big difference there. But woe unto ye lawyers. You've taken away the key of knowledge. You don't go in yourself, and them that were entering in, you hindered. You're so brilliant that you're stupid, and you're hindering people from worshiping God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
There are people that don't go to church today. They'll have to answer for it because of some person that goes to church. Okay? You're going to have to get over that. If you're going to worship God, you're not going to find that perfect church. All you're going to do is be like a church hopper, like him Harley Davidson's. There's two kinds of Harley Davidson's. One that you can ride, and then another one called a bar hopper. The reason they're called a bar hopper is they don't have suspension on them, and you can ride them from one bar to the next because that's as much pain as your backside can stand. You understand what I'm saying? That's why they call them bar hoppers. Can I get an amen? Yeah, I've ridden a bar hopper before, okay? It didn't take me long to realize I didn't want one of them, all right? And so, anyway, we'll move on. I'm not going to tell no motorcycle stories today, maybe, all right? But I had a whole bunch of them go through my head right then, you know. I got to tell one about Wild Man. Some of y'all heard this before. Wild Man, my friend Wild Man, he was in charge. And it's fine. Goat meat is fine. Hilton cooks it. He eats it. Some folks don't like goat, but, I mean, they're fine. Well, he was in charge of cooking the goat for the motorcycle gang. Well, if they had known Wild Man, they wouldn't have let him be in charge of the goat. Can I get an amen, Chris? Okay, all right. Well, he lost the goat. And on second thought, I better not tell the rest of this story, all right? So anyway, let's move on, all right? The laws and times have changed. Let's just say there was a collie dog next door that looked a lot like that goat. That's all I'm going to say, all right? So anyway, all right, see what I'm saying? We got to move on. We got these tender people that get offended today over stuff like that. All right, anyway, verse 53. Come on back with me now. Come on. I got witnesses here. These stories, I don't make them up, okay? I got witnesses. My brother's here today. He can testify, all right? Verse 53. And as he said these things, so you think I'm straightforward about religion. You should have heard Jesus preached. They wouldn't have lasted 5 seconds, baby. And as he said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees, they had to chime in. See, the scribes, Pharisees, lawyers, Sadducees, and Herodians, they all hated one another, Miss Debbie, but they hated Jesus worse, all right? And so as he said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees, they had to chime in and begin to urge him vehemently to provoke him to speak many things. They wanted him to say a lot of stuff like that so they come up with some reason. You know, people, y'all know what I'm talking about. They trying to provoke you to have some reason to do something to you, all right? Because I've told you before, I'm not going to do this. Okay, I'm going this away. You can go that away, whatever you want to do, but I'm not going to listen to this. Or we'll talk about this, whatever. And you, does anybody know what I'm talking about? People just really just want to just push you to that. They push your button and just keep it. You understand what I'm saying? You can push a doorbell so many times it'll get stuck. Did you know that? It'll get stuck, all right? That's why I don't have a doorbell, all right? And as he said these things unto the scribes and the Pharisees, they begin to vehemently to provoke him to speak me. Just keep on talking, Jesus. We're going to get you. And they was verse 54. And they were laying wait for him and seeking to catch something. Watch it now. They were seeking to catch something out of his mouth that they might accuse him. They were trying to set him up. We're just waiting for him to say the right thing. And buddy, we're going to have him then. All right. The problem is they were obsessed with that. And what you obsess over, you never have. He had them. They just didn't know it yet. Can I get an amen? So, obsess over Jesus in a good way, and I promise you, everything will be all right. Now, let me just tell you some things that Jesus said about phonies. Phony religious people like to say long prayers. They like to pray a long time. Nothing wrong with praying a long time in context of whatever. But make sure it's sincere. They like to wear religious garments so you can see how wonderful they were. See, some people, let me break this down for you. Some people, they don't buy things they like. They buy things that you like, but you can't afford to buy one. Let me say that again. I know a person. He only buys what his neighbors like. He don't even like it. He just wants to have it, Doc, because you ain't got it. Can I get an amen? Just roll this stuff around. We're talking about phonies. We're talking about people trying. Now, here's what a phony likes to do. I've got this written down. I'm going to post it on social media before long. Phonies, through their ways and means, wish to control what you think about them. They want to control your thoughts about them. They have in their mind what they want you to think of them, so they project and present themselves in a way, Jessica, that they control your thoughts about them. Are y'all still with me? Is anybody staying? Y'all still with me so far? You don't need these people to control you. All right, so they present themselves in such a way that they obtain that desired result. And so they are now controlling your thoughts about them, and you have no idea unless you can discern the fake from the real. Don't let anybody else control your thoughts. Your mind belongs to Jesus Christ, and so you let Him control your thoughts. You understand what I'm saying? These folks have you so messed up, baby, you won't even know north from south. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And that's what people like to do. They want to control you. And the only thing that control your mind is the truth of the Word of God and the Holy Ghost. Can I get an amen? Because they'll have your mind, they'll have your brain hurting. Some folks have your brain hurting. Can I get a witness? Say, Brother Scott, this is pretty straightforward. Well, you should go home this afternoon and read what Jesus said about these folks. I'm being very nice, I think, Martha. I mean, you should go read. He called them liars, snakes, vipers through their face. He didn't send them no email. He didn't put it on Facebook. He walked up in their face and told them. See, Jesus didn't need no Facebook, all right? If he'd have wanted one, he'd have got him one. He's Jesus. Can I get a witness? Amen. And so they hurt people. They hurt people, and they hinder people. This is a true story, what I'm about to tell you. It's sad, but it's true. As a pastor came to this town, and first of all, he was a foreigner because he wasn't from Shelby County. All right? y'all with me today, baby. Hey, I mean, y'all with me today. Because if you ain't from Shelby County, baby, you're not an American. You're in the Shelby County. You know what I'm saying? You're not in America. You're in the Shelby County. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, this pastor moved here. And he somehow or another hooked up, met me. God bless him. He didn't realize that was not going to win him any trophies. You understand what I'm saying? But everybody was going to be saved, Bill, in the county. He had a plan for a year. He said, everybody's going to be saved. I said, well, I'm going to pray for you, and I pray all that works out good. And about a year later, true story, he calls me back. He said, brother, now if you're watching, I love Neshoba County. God called me here. And so, anyway, praise the Lord. A year later, true story, he called me. Tim, he said, now I'm, and he had like fear in his voice. Mark, he said, I'm just going to tell you, preacher, I'm getting my family and I'm getting out while I can. It's a direct quote. I know what church he pastored. He said, I would advise you to do the same thing. I'm telling you the God's truth now. And obviously, I hadn't won no popularity contest in 36 years, so no point in me starting out trying. I'm a little late. I don't look good in the Speedo anyway. And so there you go. All right, so I'm not trying to get no, you know, I'm not joining no pageants or nothing. Was that too much, Jesse? Was just a little too much? All right. I do get carried away sometimes. I do. But what time is it? I can't even see. 12 o'clock. It ain't done. It's 11:56. So let me tell you about phonies. One more thing. I can tell I don't need to preach on this much longer. All right, we gotta rein this thing in. All right, Price, are you okay, Price? You can. You see, you okay? All right. Okay. Just. Move on, Pastor. We're moving fast. You slow, Pride. We got to move on down the line, man. He said, now, this preacher was serious. He said, I'm serious, brother. You need to get your family and try to get out of here while you can. He said, this is some rough stuff going on here in this county. I said, baby, I was born here. I started to tell you that last year, but, you know, you need some things you just need to find out for yourself. And so, anyway, and phonies, they could just be anything they want to be. I mean, I've seen folks going from cussing Jesus to being a missionary in 0.3 seconds because they found out I was a preacher. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, they can just be anything they want to be. Now, I don't particularly want to hear you cussing all day long, but just be real. You follow what I'm saying? Because if you're going to do all that, I can just go somewhere else. I ain't got to listen to you. I put my earpieces in, cut my music up loud. I don't have to listen to it. You see me go in Walmart, I got this in. That's up loud. Sometimes it really ain't on. That way I hear them folks talking about me, Tabitha. You understand what I'm saying? Are y'all with me? Man, y'all with me today. Whew. Help us, Jesus. We own something here, baby. Can I get a witness? Amen. How many knows that phony people will drive you crazy? Okay, so you need to focus on Jesus. Let them folk go on, because they'll have you so upset, so mad, you have to come to the altar on Tuesday. You have to borrow a key. You have to go up to Mr. Arlene's and get a key to the church. Say, I got to go down to church and pray. I've been to Walmart, and them folks over there, I got to go pray, because I'm about whooped four or five folks at Walmart. I've had folks in this church text me from Walmart. Preacher, you're going to have to pray for me. Because it's bad over here. I'm finna lose it. I'm finna go. I said, no, baby, don't now. Remember, Jesus is watching. She said, I like to call her name. All right, anyway. And it's more than one. All right, it's more than one. I've had folks text me going to Thanksgiving dinner. And say, don't say it. I said, you know my policy. Don't give yourself away now. Don't give yourself away. I don't get folks out of jail. You're going to have to get me out of jail, because when I get there, if they, I said, don't. You see, people will, have y'all noticed they'll run you crazy yet? Y'all notice that? Oh, yeah. It's kind of like I said the other day. I love people, especially the ones that I don't know. Come on, talk to me a little bit today. Now, if I didn't love people, I wouldn't be preaching. I'm not, you know, I'm obviously not getting wealthy doing this. I'm obviously not being invited to the White House, okay? But God called me to preach. He called me to preach the truth. And Jesus dealt with phony people. And let me tell you something before we go. Don't you get all fooled up with these phony people. If they start telling you some stuff, you say, "Now, what scripture is that?" And don't let them quote it till you make them turn to it and read it. Because they can quote. Like I told you, I saw a scripture on Facebook the other day. I just was just going by, Wayne, and I just went back. And they had verse and everything. It ain't even in the Bible. I went to the verse myself and read it. It was such a distortion. I said, "My God, help me, Jesus." So before you post all them little pretty little scriptures, you can't even have read that little fancy writing. Get you a Bible and read it and make sure it's in the Bible, okay? Just because so-and-so posted it, that don't mean it's in the Bible. Phony people have ruined more churches. But see, the problem we got to deal with, Scott, we have to come to church to hear the Word of God preached and to worship Jesus. And if there's too many phonies sitting in front of you, just come sit on the front row. If there's some on the front row, just get you a chair and just sit right here. Baby, it won't bother me a bit. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Because I've had people tell me, "I just can't come to church because, bless God, I have to look at the back of that head." I said, "Just come, we'll move up in front of them. Let them look back at your head. Ain't no law says you got to sit on the back row." I have preached. I'm going to tell you this and we're going to go. I know it's Labor Day. Y'all got barbecue going probably. I have literally preached in an auditorium that had 5,000 seat auditorium. The what do you call this thing here that I never used? The podium, is that what it's called? Platform. It was 5 foot tall probably because it's a big building. So I get up there to preach. And so help me. If my daddy was here, he could testify because he had to do the same thing. I can't remember his name. Thank God, so it's leaving, that trauma's leaving my mind. So praise God, I can't remember his name. He come and stood on his head. I got witnesses. I can prove these stories. He put his hand, you know how you put your hand down on your head, down on the ground? Well, me and Brother Mickey ain't good at that, but some folks are, okay? He put his hands in a cup, Captain Ron, on the floor, and he stood on his head about half my sermon. My head would blow up. I mean, I can't even, first of all, I can't do it. Second of all, my head would blow up. I can't deal with that damn thing. You know, one of them, you see them things advertised on TV where you lay and stretch your back. Me and Micah got one of them. Don't ask him about it, okay? Don't. He got up in it, and we really didn't know how it worked. And he's a pretty big boy. I couldn't get him up out of the thing. Deborah said, he said, "I'm going to die." He said, "Daddy, just get back. My head's finna blow up, and I don't need messing your clothes up. It's over for me," all right? I said, "Well, how's your back feel?" He said, "I don't care about my back. My brains is running out of my ears," okay? But you can't adjust those things so it ain't quite that bad, all right? But we didn't really read the instructions first, all right? Anyway, this man stood, I'm telling you the truth, this man stood on his head, right here by me. I mean, I'm at the pulpit preaching, and Jessica, he's standing right here by me. He had a pair of sandals on with red, bright red socks. There's no, well, Doc's blanket might be close to, I'm talking about bright red socks right here. So I asked that church, I said, "What is he doing?" They said, "That's the way he worships God." I said, "Well, that's definitely a unique style, amen." And his pastor was in charge of the meeting. And he told me this. He said, "I try to sneak out of town to go preach revivals. I don't want him to go with me. He wants to go with me to revivals." He said, "I have to do this on Sunday, but bless God, when I go out of town to preach, I want him to go with me." He said, "Last time he called, I said, 'No, you can't go.'" He said, "I've tried to defend him. You know, there's some folk you can't offend." And he said, "He can leave hitchhiking and beat me to the revival. He'll be waiting at the motel when I get there." Y'all know them too? Y'all met him too? Okay. If you're going to worship the Lord and hear His Word, it's going to have to get personal with you. You're going to have to get past all these other human beings because God died for them too. I know you didn't die for them. Most of the time you want to kill them, okay? But God died for them too. So you got to let God work with them. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now, I know that's hard. Because my mama, thank God, it's really a blessing. I don't mean this no ugly way. She got down before she passed away. It wasn't able really to run fast or nothing. But she said, "If I could just get my hands on him, I would wring his jaws." I don't know what that means, but it's bad, okay? Well, see, I was the angel, so I didn't really get that treatment like you did, brother. When my brother was 40 years old, my mama said, come here, son, let me slap you. I'm tired of this. I mean, 40-year-old man. And you had to or she'd shoot you. Am I telling the truth? Amen. You see, you got to worship God for yourself. It's a personal thing. Now, we come together on Sunday, the Lord's Day. Don't stay at the house. I know folk, I talk to folk about coming to church. Well, I can worship God in the pine thicket. Yeah, you can, but are you? They don't really know how to have no answer to that, okay? Yeah, I've worshiped God in pine thicket too. You get ticks and fleas all over you, bless God. I'd rather come sit on these comfortable pews myself. Amen. It's the Lord's Day, and God said you need to assemble. Don't forsake the assembling of yourself together. My family are not here today. We're vacationing, but they got together today and worshiped God. So if you're going to worship God, you've got to get past all this other stuff. And make up your mind, that's what you're going to do. Because phony people and hypocrites and blah, blah, blah will run you crazy. But Jesus won't, because He loves you. He loves you. He don't like phony either. He don't like phony either. You can just start reading in Matthew. Just get you a highlighter. Go to Walmart, get you one of them yellow highlighters and read how he talked. He talked so bad to him. Sometimes I felt sorry for him. I mean, he talked bad to him. He even planted a bullwhip and ran them off to the church and told them don't come back and took their stuff and throwed it out behind them. It's in John 2. I'll make that easy for you. John's Gospel 2. That's the same chapter he made water to wine. Okay? They may have needed some wine after he got through with them. You understand what I'm saying? So just worship Jesus. And this week, the most powerful thing, God, the Word of God said, is love, because it never fails. Just try to love one person this week. Because there's some people out there that are hurting, they're crying, they got all kind of junk going on them, and we need to show them some love in spite of all this stuff. Because that may be, Big D, that may be the only second of feeling love that they'll get the whole week. Because everybody's not a phony. And I know we can get that on our brain because we know some. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, there's folks having a hard time on this planet right here. And they need the love of Jesus Christ. And if we're obsessed with phonies running us crazy, we're not going to express the love of Jesus. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, give Jesus a hand clap of praise if you would, please.